You're listening to X-Ray KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. On the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. And we are down.
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters are like to kill. Now with a package, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors. Open your mind to a freedom of thought. This revolution won't be the last.
I'm Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
And together we are
down the rabbit hole.
Yes, we are down the rabbit hole tonight. Back in the studio for the first time in a couple weeks.
It's been a little while.
Yes, it's been a little while. And we are so excited to be back live in the studio in the Falcon Arts building, bringing you lots of stuff from France, our trip to Paris.
we were journeying around, traveling.
Yes.
This way and that.
Yes. Yes. We got to be there for quite a while. We bought some records, so we're going to play those for you.
Definitely.
We heard a lot of cool songs from some super cool DJs, and we're going to play those for you.
Definitely.
And then we're going to play some stuff that has nothing to do with France. Some stuff we just want to play. A lot of new stuff, local groups coming out that are so good.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of new local tracks you got to hear.
We want to thank Jeremy so much. He always does such a good job. Great neighbor. Excited to have him and us and everyone on these amazing Monday nights at
Absolutely.
X-Ray. We just heard The Addicts with the track Viva la Revolution.
Came out in 1982. Just a great jam. It was so fun when we were in Paris. We heard that at a club.
Yeah, it was a grand opening for a brand new punk club called Cartilage. And they were having DJs from like kind of hardcore groups. Rixie, the band Patrol were DJing, and it was so much fun.
That one got everybody singing. Like the whole bar was singing that song, which was a fun jam to sing with a bunch of punks in Paris.
Yes, yes. And it just got me like, it was such a nice feeling of solidarity. Everybody is jonesing for some revolution these days. So,
absolutely.
You know, let's get together and bring it. But we have so many good songs for you tonight. We got a lot of new wave, a ton of punk, some glam, new artists, new wave. Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. Me too. This first track, pretty hot. This is from Patrol. The track is Breakout. We got a chance to see Patrol at a club in Portland. They're from Barcelona, and they have like a really great kind of glammy punk sound. I think you're really going to enjoy.
All right, let's get a listen.
Waiting in Thank you.
Down the Rabbit Hole. I am DJ Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
And when only one of our mics is working, let me see here. There it is. All right, two working microphones. You never know what you're going to get here in the X-Ray Studio. We are tonight celebrating our trip to Paris that we were just at. We haven't been in the studio for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, we were gone. I'm feeling a little rusty tonight, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, and it's just so much fun because we're playing a lot of albums that we bought. Of course, we went crazy when we were there.
Too crazy.
But also just stuff we heard because we went out and saw some hardcore bands play.
Yes.
We went to the funnest club opening, Punk Club, and they just played the best stuff. And it was the funniest night. So we're playing stuff like that. And then just some fun stuff that we love that has nothing to do with France. That last song was Elle and Jack No, the track Nos Allures Sages. I love that group so much. I was lucky I got to pick up two of their albums while I was over there.
I got the impression talking to Mark from Born Bad Records that like Jack No is like sort of like a famous new wave French artist.
I know. Like I was talking to him and I said, this is so cool. I'm buying things here that you can't find anywhere else. And he was like, no, these are classics. They're classics. I was like, to you they are. I don't think people in the States grew up listening to Jack No when they were a kid.
But you can tell like just beautifully crafted. It sounds so nice. I love Elle's voice. Just so pretty.
Oh my gosh. The prettiest voice ever. Before that, we had Les Calamities with the song, the cover, The Kids Are Alright.
Oh my goodness. Now, they're kind of just like this great garage punk band, also from France.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Early 80s. That album was actually put out by Born Bad Records.
Yeah.
So you can get it online if you want. It's well worth it. It's like so good, every single track. Before that, we had the French group D-Stop with the track Noces de Sang, which means blood, wedding, I think.
Part of a tradition of like punk with a drum machine that's really common in France. One of the reasons that we play it so much here on Down the Rabbit Hole, we are suckers for a drum machine.
Yeah, I mean, it blends our two sensibilities so perfectly to have that. That group is so great. Early French punk group. Super cool.
Yeah.
Before that, we had the band Mud with the track Tiger Feet. Oh, I missed one. We played French group By Proxy with the track Dark Oxygen.
That's actually a Portland group.
Oh, why did I write French by it? I just wrote French all over my notes. And now I'm really... Yeah, of course, our friends in that band, and we keep missing them. They're so good.
We tried to see their debut show over at Turn right before we left for France. We got there a little late and still caught some great music, but we missed By Proxy. Got their tape, though.
Members of Laundrette.
And Cherry Cheeks.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, every song on that cassette is dynamite, so I can't wait to see them live for real next time.
Yeah, you guys should definitely go check them out. They are so good. The tape is awesome. Before that, we had the band Mud with Tiger Feet.
Now, that is just like this great like 70s glam pop song. It was written by, it's credited to Chinny Chap, and that's Nicky Chin and Mike Chapman, who wrote a lot of like kind of more bubblegum glam hits. They wrote stuff for like Sweet and Susie Quattro. And just, you can, if it knocks your socks off, that's why.
Tell me you didn't start dancing your Tiger Feet dance when that song was playing. I was.
Loved it.
I think they spun that night, right? When
they did. It was the guitar player for Patrol.
Oh, for Patrol.
Was DJing at the time, and he put that on. And I love that song, so got a little, dance my little Tiger Feet around Paris
it,
to
it
that
was
one.
So funny, that gig. Patrol, by the way, was the first song we played, and the track was Breakout.
Yeah.
And they were some members of them DJing as well. And they had this big dance floor, and it was like their opening night.
Yeah.
And they
mirrors
were
mirrors and chandeliers. Pretty ritzy for a punk club.
I don't know why Portland doesn't have like a punk dance club.
Yeah.
Because it was so much fun.
I thought so too, you know, and they packed the place. Like, it was just full of kids, like, dancing together. And it, I guess I say kids, but like Portland, it was like a real all-ages scene. Yeah. And I don't mean that in, like, an all-ages venue way. I just mean, like, all there was ages. People of all ages
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, dancing. And there was one point where they, the turntables were just bouncing and skipping.
Yeah, people
and
were,
like,
dancing so hard the turntables were shaking, which will happen if you're a really good DJ like us.
We did have that happen once. It was a nightmare. I was like, stop dancing. But their solution, which was brilliant, was to get out 8 industrial size rolls of toilet paper and put one under each foot of, like, the 2 turntables.
Yeah.
And so they were propped up on these giant piles of toilet paper, and it actually, like, worked. And they would, like, take off the toilet paper and, like, blow their nose.
Yeah.
They were being very silly
with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So much fun. So yeah, we have a lot more coming your way. A lot more local stuff.
Speaking of local stuff, why don't we kick off the next block with a new track? This is a brand new from Noxzema. It's Canary.
You
You are listening to Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
What did we just hear, Red Lincoln?
That last track was Section 25 with the track Friendly Fires. We went and saw 24-hour Party People over at the Tomorrow Theater just this weekend, Saturday.
Super fun.
It was so good. I'm glad I went. It's one of my favorite movies, but I was thinking, like, I've seen it a bunch. I don't know if I need to go see it again. It was really cool to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of X-ray people there that was great to say hi to. Such a good... Section 25... Great Factory Records band. It's a movie about Factory Records.
Told in the most comical way. I love Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan.
He's so funny. Yeah. He's in I think, the funniest movie of all time, Hamlet 2.
Hamlet
2. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. But, you know, yeah, we were going to kick off our whole set with 24-Hour Party People by the Happy Mondays, but I totally forgot about the pigeon incident, which I'm not even going to talk about.
No.
Watch the movie, and I'm like, I don't know if I could ever play them because yet. But, it's a great movie. I love going to shows there, to go see movies there.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Guys, we played Metal Urbane with the track Panic before that. Probably my very favorite French punk records. One of my favorite punk records of all time.
Yes.
Some people compare them to, like, Suicide. They were a very early French punk group, and they have that kind of, you know, really proto-industrial kind of sound that Suicide has as well.
With the drum machine.
Yeah.
Punk drum machine.
Just killing it, though. Before that was OGI Test Pilot. And that was really just a fantastic song.
Yeah.
DJ Alice Wonder. I'm not familiar with OG.
Yep. OGI, I think. I only just discovered them. And it was this 1980s project between this Hungarian musician, Peter Ogi, and then Malcolm McLaren, who actually wrote a lot of lyrics and produced it with him, and they put it out together, and it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. So just really artful, and keep your ears peeled, because I'll be playing more of that for sure.
Nice. Before that, we played Rixie with the track Diktat. That's off their latest record. It came out just recently on La Vida Es Un Muse. And one of the neat things about that particular EP is that they're usually a full band, but they played that one with a drum machine. I think kind of an ode to those
homage,
like drum machine punk groups. We did. They were some of the personalities that were DJing at Cartelage, that club opening we told you about. And they played some great songs. Before that, we did Cosi Mueller with her new single off her new album. The single is Der Politiker, and the new album comes out in May. It's called Embodiment of Denial.
Yeah, she's a Down the Rabbit Hole favorite.
Yeah.
Very excited for this new album.
Definitely. You know, we've been playing her way before Iggy Pop picked her up, and we're going to keep on doing it.
Hell yeah.
We kicked off the whole block with Noxzema, Portland group, with the track Canary.
So good.
New record just came out. It kind of caught me by surprise. Just so killer. I was listening to it on Bandcamp today. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have more jams on the way. And at the top of the hour, we've got DJ Wednesday coming in for Six Beats Under. Stick around. And Lace Punch after that. Stick around for that. And then, of course, Hipster Suck after that. Really, Monday night's just killer. So stay tuned. One of the band, like right when we got off the plane in Paris, we took like a cab to this punk club that was kind of outside like the central Paris area.
We were so lost.
Yeah. And we went to
this. We were like looking for an ATM machine, trying to ask people in French, where's the ATM machine?
But it was such a fun kind of like DIY club. I think they mostly do raves there, but it was like a really fun punk show. Patrol, that we already mentioned, played. But the top of the bill was Rifle from London. Great kind of oi, hardcore group that we've been hearing lots about. So how about a track from them? Here's Rifle with Soldier Dog.
Bye.